are here at the 2020 CUES Symposium with Mr. Jim Mingy from Texas Trust Credit Union. Jim, how are you?
Just fabulous. Thank
good,
you.
Good. Well, welcome, welcome. And so, and it's still weird saying 2020 or 2020, but it we're is. Here.
We're here, and we're in Hawaii. You gotta love. Gotta love.
It's not
love
bad
it.
Either. We're on the Big Island of Hawaii. To make it a little bit more specific, at the CUES Symposium, the 2020 CUES Symposium. And Jim, how's the show going so far?
Oh, great, great morning. Yeah, I had a fantastic speaker. You know, she talked about kind of the how you motivate people and the art of motivation, mm-hmm. and very good session. All I right took several things away from it.
I was texting.
So let me. I'll read the text I sent to our COO. She was talking about incentives.
Yeah.
And I couldn't it. I got to read it because it was so good.
Okay.
It said, incentives are not a carrot leading the donkey. They're a way to say thank you to the contribution to the greater good.
Oh, I like that.
So I think too often we use our incentives as a carrot, mm-hmm. to lead our donkey.
Oh, completely. And,
so I just thought that was really well. We've had a lot of discussions around incentives at our shop, mm-hmm. over the last, mm-hmm. couple of years.
Okay. So. And you guys are, speaking of which, are doing some pretty cool things there, because one of the topics that you wanted me to talk about was pursuing a culture of excellence, and you guys have created this really cool, I don't know if I want to call it a campaign,
so,
or just a way of life.
We call this our one-page strategic plan,
okay,
but it is two pages front and back. And so a few years ago, we worked on defining our mission, building brighter financial futures,
mm-hmm.
and what does that mean and how do we measure it?
Right.
And we came up with this idea of engaged members. We call them True Blue members.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have, you know, this list of things that if members use that, they're True Blue with us.
Right.
And we figure that, you know, to build a brighter financial future, you have to have people using you.
Oh, yeah.
Using you to solve the problems, mm-hmm. in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you know, that's our focus as an organization. Our employees all know about True Blue. We're all focused around how does that work. And it's a great first step for us.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, we really focused on that culture of excellence. And I started off on this talking to people about, you know, tell me about a place that you really like to do business with.
Yeah.
And the most often one I get, you probably know, is Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I love, right? Chick-fil-A.
Everybody loves Chick-fil-A.
And the funny thing is I always crave it on a Sunday when they're closed.
Of course. But that's part of who they are. Right. That's their culture.
Right.
And when people say, when you say thank you, what do they tell you?
You're welcome.
They say my pleasure at Chick-fil-A.
Oh,
yeah.
They do.
And that doesn't happen by accident, right? Their management team is laser focused on making sure that their employees know why Chick-fil-A exists, mm-hmm. what their values are, what they believe together. And so that was step two of our culture of excellence, was to work on that question,
okay.
You know, who we are, what
right.
we believe, why we're here,
right.
why people do business with us.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of that, we had Peter Myers come and spend some time with our senior leadership
DJ team. Myers folks, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was fantastic. He kind of taught us the language of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through the 360 degree assessment,
oh, yeah.
Which was, you know, can be tough, but our team really took it as a way, as a motivation to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked together with them, and it was a great add-on to this, because I feel like we had a lot of the blocks in place,
right.
You know, we had our bricks, but we hadn't really made what we needed to make to communicate to our employees, mm-hmm. and let them know, hey, you know, you're part of something special here. This is what we believe. This is what we're trying to do together. And so we've been working on that this year, and later this year, actually in the summer, Peter's going to come back and work with our senior management team on the strategic initiatives and strategic direction and strategic alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really excited to get him to help us kind of continue to put these pieces together and continue to make our organization, mm-hmm. better. You know, we want our employees to know they're part of something special.
Of course.
Not much better than a credit union, right?
I hear that.
And I've been talking to our employees. We've been talking about this over the last few weeks.
So cool.
And one of the things I'm telling them is let's remember that we're a credit union again. I think sometimes we forget.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we think all the regulations and the rules,
mm-hmm.
and the policies, mm-hmm. and we use those as a shield to tell our members, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Our policy says I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to get better at that.
Yeah.
We got to remember that we're a credit union and we're here to help people.
Yeah, you can get bogged down in that type of stuff if you let it.
Yeah, it's a distraction, I think.
Of course.
And I think we allowed ourselves to get distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And allowed ourselves to create policies and procedures that were really about,
mm-hmm.
thou shalt not,
mm-hmm.
instead of our purpose is to help members.
Right.
And there's some things that you can't do, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just remember, at the end of the day, we're here to help members.
Exactly. And so how does the True Blue, how does that help, I don't want to say motivate, but how does it help kind of make you true to your philosophy
I think it helps us focus. It helps us talk to the team about, you know, okay, we exist to build brighter financial futures for our members and help them be true blue with us. And, you know, here's some reminders about why people do business with us. They do business with us because we're a people company. Mm-hmm. I've read our board minutes from 1946 to 93. Oh, wow. I stopped at 93 here. And we've always been a people company. We've existed. We started in a small aircraft company, Chance Vought Aircraft, mm-hmm. and they moved from Connecticut to Grand Prairie in the 40s.
Yeah. Oh.
And we lost about 3/4 of our membership. We probably would have gone away, but the company continued to, the credit union continued to think about those employees. Mm-hmm. And we were in the basement of their plant, and we were making sure, we were making tiny $50, $25, $10 loans. In the 50s, we're helping people buy appliances. I mean, we've always been a people company, and we just need to remind our employees that's who we are, right? Mm-hmm. And we exist to serve our members and to help them build a brighter future.
Well, and that philosophy trickles down to your membership too. Yeah. So they get a feeling of that as well, right?
It should. Yeah. We should give them the feeling that, mm-hmm. you know, we care. Mm-hmm. And that's really, I think, our definition of what makes us different than, you know, some of the other choices out there, probably not other credit unions, but the bigger banks, is when you come see us, you're guaranteed to see somebody local that you can look in the eyeballs, mm-hmm. that cares about you and your family.
Right.
And we can't always help, but we're going to try. Yeah. And if we can't help you, we're going to treat you with compassion and decency. Mm-hmm. And so it's part of what makes us different. And, you know, we're making sure that we're spreading that message with our employees, mm-hmm. so that they can understand, you know, that's really what makes us special. And that's really what this is about. It's trying to remind us of that message that we're here for our members.
How long has this been? How long has the True Blue been instilled in your credit?
True Blue, our first year of the measuring the activity for our members and engagements was last year.
Okay.
And we grew our True Blue membership by almost 18% last year.
Well done. So there's proof in the pudding there. Yeah. There's results.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're talking to employees about what it is and why it's important, mm-hmm. and why it's good for our membership, but also it has the added benefit of being good for the credit union. Mm-hmm. And so that first year was great. You know, we made a little tweaks to our magic sauce this year, and we got some new things out. And then on top of that, we added kind of our what, why, mm-hmm. how, what we expect. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hopefully the next step to this will be some strategic focus items that align back with this, so we can do a better job of communicating with our employees about, hey, these are the things that are really important to us, and we're going to get them done together.
Right.
Because I think, you know, it's important that our folks understand that, you know, the management team is here to do the same thing they do. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, build brighter financial futures for our members, and get more True Blue members, and try and make sure that we get the things done that we need to get done.
And that's all part of the secret sauce, right?
It is.
I mean, you have, part of the branding here, or lack of a better term, is a ketchup bottle and French fries, and there's a recipe and all types of stuff of how the True Blue, how it works, basically, right?
Yeah. And I told our marketing folks that we have a really good marketing team.
That's so creative.
You know, when I did it, it looked like an accountant did it, because one did, really. And so I went to him, I said, can you make this better?
Yeah.
And I said, do something that's going to make me slightly uncomfortable. And they came back with this great idea, and I was just blown away. Yeah. It's like, you guys nailed it. I mean, it just exactly does what we want to do.
Right, that's so great. So what advice do you have for other creators who want to, I'm sure there's a bunch of creators out there that want to achieve something like this, you know, have a really laser-focused philosophy, mission, all that type of stuff. So what advice do you have for a creator out there looking to embark on something like this?
Well, for us, it's been, you know, lots of stumbles. And one mistake at a time, as we've learned together, you know, what's important to us as an organization and what works for us as an organization. And I think that's, we're very blessed. We've got a great board that allows us tremendous creativity.
Yeah,
and they've let us mess up a few times.
That's how you learn.
Yeah. We had a 2020 vision that we did 4 years ago, and 2 years in, we threw it away. Because I sat down and I was thinking about it, and I was like, you know, I can't tell an employee or anybody else about our mission and our vision without spending an hour with them.
Yeah.
And that's too complicated.
That is. You're right.
You know, you need to be able to do it in 5 minutes.
Simplify it.
And so that's what we worked on. And our board was really good. And they said, okay, you can go back to the drawing board. We get it.
Right on.
You know.
Well, and look what came about. Look what came from it. So something really clever, something super creative, and something that you can remember, you know, something that sticks.
Yeah, and I think that's what's really important. Make it simple, communicate it regularly with your employees. Mm-hmm. You know, we're we are starting to get tired of talking about it, but that's a sign that we're getting heading in the right direction.
Right on. You know? Excellent. Well, every time I talk to you, Jim, you guys are doing something phenomenal. And this is, again, a great example of what you guys are doing there at Texas Trust. So just kudos to you guys, kind of thinking out of the outside of that proverbial box and doing something really different again. But that makes you remember it. That makes you feel special. That makes you feel different, you know, and that's, I think that helps you guys stand out from the rest.
Well, that's what we're trying to do.
And you're doing great. All right.
You know, little successes. Let's just keep on keeping on those.
Well, they add up to big success.
Absolutely.
Sure. Good stuff. Anything else to add, Jim, to wrap up?
No, it's great. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Appreciate always a pleasure. Yeah. Nice. Great to see you in person finally.
Absolutely.
So again, I call you my Texas brother because we come from the same part. So I appreciate you taking time out to chat. It's always fun.
My pleasure. Now we get to go out and enjoy Hawaii.
Go have some fun.
That's better than that.
Indeed. I know. Exactly. All right, Jim. Thanks again. Appreciate the time.